People in Birmingham, England, woke up recently to find pianos scattered across the city. They're the work of a local art collective that in the past has also suspended an orchestra in hot air balloons. As Vicky Barker reports, the organizers are trying to create a sense of unity and wonder in a place where both are in short supply.
Street musician Gordon Thomas pounds a battered, paint-spattered upright piano just outside Birmingham's Rag Market, accompanied by guitar and homemade drum. As the trio plays, the human tide around it slows. Women wearing the hijab walking arm in arm. Sturdy young mothers, their red-faced babies bundled up against a cold drizzle. And men, some of them working the nearby stalls, some of them clearly not working at all. They loiter in little groups, watching and commenting and smiling. At any given moment, 15 little scenes like this are playing out across Birmingham, the brainchild of artist Luke Jaram and commissioned by Kevin Isaacs of Birmingham's Fierce Art Collective.
We've had kids of 14, 15 years of age from all communities making their own types of music. We've had people of 70 and 80 years old playing music hall type stuff, which is absolutely brilliant. That's exactly what it's about.
One of those watching is school librarian Sue Baker. Her suburban high school got one of the pianos.
It's getting people talking who you wouldn't normally talk to. And the people that you can't imagine play, you shouldn't assume, but people and the children and they're coming and they're playing. And I'm saying, teach me, I want to know.
It's been a cold and wet March, and standing outside hasn't done the pianos much good. Outside the Allenscroft Primary School, fifth graders Simran Sahota, Robert Corcoran, Dylan Korta, and Bethany Basnick embody in miniature Birmingham's racial and ethnic potpourri. They crowd around their piano, now painted a dazzling pink and gray. All the black keys have been covered in sequins, pom-poms, buttons, even pencil shavings. Bethany Basnick.
Wow. We came to school and it was all broke, so we took all the things off and we're taking them into class and everyone's decorated it. And then we started to paint all this and stuck everything on so it looks all nice.
Robert Corcoran says boys and girls have taken to the piano.
I think it's fun because, just in case we can't play football or anything, we could down here and we could play the piano.
Oh, the hammers there, they've been stuck. Have people just been too heavy-handed in it all?
Oh, it's a shame, and it's a shame.
Back at the Rag Market, 37-year-old Jason Conchief strikes some keys, shakes his head.
Oh, it's a shame. I don't like to see pianos like this, neglected.
Jason's unemployed, like so many here, where the jobless rate is at least double the national average. In some Birmingham neighbourhoods, one in three men has never had a job.
I love to work in a piano shop, life. Absolutely love to work in a piano. I'd do anything to work in a piano shop.
You're going to buy a knife? Pick it out.
A few feet away, 72-year-old Katie Killen sits bundled up in a beach chair, surrounded by bright cut roses and chrysanthemums. She's worked this flower stall for 47 years. She says the piano music is
very good, and it cheers the place up. Do you understand? It cheers them up. We need cheering up any round up. Ta-ra then, ta-ra though. God bless.
For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Birmingham, England.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.